This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Joining us today is Senator-elect Dale Fowler, newly elected senator from the southeastern portion of Southern Illinois. Senator, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
For people who are not familiar with you, perhaps they know that you are the mayor of Harrisburg. You're from Harrisburg. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. I was actually born and raised on a farm in El Dorado. And so I spent my youth days on the farm, and we had a family business, a meatpacking company at El Dorado. That's where I kind of learned the business aspect of things moving forward, and it was a company that was quite successful, and I actually took that company over at a fairly young age of my life, and grew the company and ended up selling the company, and that's when I actually had an opportunity to go to work for then Secretary of State Jim Edgar in Springfield. I worked two years for him in Springfield as an office operations supervisor, and then had the opportunity to move on with Illinois Department of Corrections, and then I retired in August of 2012 as the chief engineer with the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice. Had an opportunity to go into a childhood dream of mine, a passion I had growing up. I was always intrigued with banking, and as a kid, I would always go into the banks a lot in El Dorado, and the presidents or who are the loan officers, they would see me in there, pull me in, and kind of mentored me a little bit, you know. And ironically, I had an opportunity to become a business development officer for People's National Bank. It kind of somewhat recruited me. Business has always been a passion of mine, something I've always been, I've always loved business, and I've always loved economic development. I've always loved the opportunity of trying to go out and try to create business or whatever it may be. So I had that opportunity, and I currently still hold that position as business development officer with them. Then I believe it was July of 2013, I had an opportunity to join the Harrisburg City Council when then Mayor Eric Gregg resigned when he took his parole board position, and they appointed Commissioner Crank as mayor. Commissioner Crank asked me to join the council, and I did, as the Public Properties Commissioner there at Harrisburg. And then, unfortunately, with the passing of Mayor Crank, the council asked me to fulfill his term, which I did, and then I was elected to four-year term April of last year, April 2015, to four-year term as mayor of Harrisburg.
You've certainly been very busy leading up to what is now your new position. And unfortunately, you don't have the opportunity to kind of ease into this new post as senator for half of Southern Illinois, basically. How do you jump into a job like this?
Well, fortunately, I had some background. My father was involved in the system. And so, you know, he was a 33-year member of the El Dorado Board of Education. So things like that were all, you know, politics and just education and business was always a topic of at the kitchen table, you know, a lot. And I did serve a four-year term on the Slain County Board as well. So I've been around, you know, been a lot involved in a lot of you know, ventures campaign-wise and things like that. And then working 2 years for Secretary Edgar was a great experience for me as well, especially in Springfield. But that's right. I spent last week in new member conference in Springfield for 3 days, and I was there 3 days prior to that, sitting in Senate caucus and things like that. So, you know, you don't ease into it. You just, you know, you do all the research you can. I'm the type of person that, you know, I know I'm not going to be walking there 10 foot tall and bulletproof and change the world, change the state, change the district, but maybe I can be that piece of the puzzle that's going in for the right reasons at this stage of my life. And I'm the one that's going to kind of sit back and take it all in and not make impulsive decisions or radical decisions and try to use some common sense. Because let's face it, a lot of it is the decisions that need to be made are common sense decisions and to a certain degree.
I want to get to talk about the budget and the major problems facing the state. But before we get there, your campaign against the incumbent senator, Gary Forby, the entire campaign on both sides was really, really brutal. I wonder how you bring the district back together, how you recover from a campaign like that.
It was difficult. I know the first attack ad came out against me on the morning of July the 5th, which is unprecedented for that to happen so early. I actually received a text message that morning from a close friend of mine, and it was 7:08 in the morning. I'll never forget it. And And the tech said, Dale called me ASAP, as actually Superintendent Gouch from Harrisburg, who's been one of the most vocal superintendents in support of fair school funding. And I've worked closely with him on the referendum for Harrisburg to receive their new renovation / rebuild of the Harrisburg High School. And he said, call me ASAP. So I called him, and he said, Mayor, he said, have you seen it? I said, seen what? And he said, the tech ad that says you're against kids, you're against education. I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. It was like a dagger had been stuck into my heart, because, I have my own charitable foundation, 501c3 foundation I formed 14 years ago that helps underprivileged children. Been involved in the education process, as I mentioned, with my father being on the Board of Education for all these years, and worked closely with the Harrisburg school districts and things. What I did was I completely toned it out. I quit watching local television for one thing. I it was one of those things, if I didn't see it, it didn't hurt me. But fortunately, by being the mayor of Harrisburg and having my own charity that helps children all over Southern Illinois, I've had a little bit of exposure. So people maybe didn't know me real personally or closely, but they'd heard of me. And once they did some research, they knew that all that was baloney. It was hard. It was extremely hard to withstand that, because when I'm one of the most pro education, disability, support of the senior citizens and citizens with disabilities, and I've worked hard all my life in support of those endeavors, and always will. So that it was hard to take.
So going into January and the inauguration, being sworn in, the very first thing I would imagine on your priority list has got to be this budget stalemate that's going on. And in fact, even before that time, the state may run out of its own spending authority if another either stopgap budget or full year budget can't be reached. Do you have any ideas just walking in the door to say, listen, let's start with this, or let's try this and try to move from there?
Well, absolutely. And I have stated all through my campaign, Jennifer, that, it has to start with a balanced budget. We have to quit writing bad checks. We need our dedicated funding streams for education and for our social agencies. They need to know what they're going to receive that year. And, to pass a $7.5 billion unbalanced budget was just ludicrous. Those are bad checks, and they're false promises. And it starts from there. And I know, people asking me along the way, well, Dale, what would you be in favor of cutting? What would be the first thing you would cut? I'm not ready to go there, because it starts with a balanced budget. And I'm not in favor of raising taxes. We can't just tax and spend. We've seen that hasn't worked, has it? And it's not going to continue to work. That's part of the problem. We're in the catastrophic, era that we're in right here. And as I mentioned, it's unprecedented. So I believe it starts with a balanced budget. And we have to compromise. And why, I don't agree with all the of all the turnaround agenda, but where's the turnaround agenda for the leadership that's in place now, that's been in place for the last 10 years? What's their vision of getting the state out of this mess, this catastrophic mess that we're in? Why wouldn't they be in support of a balanced budget? Why? I don't get that. So to me, that's where it starts, and we can't go anywhere. We can't go anywhere until we have a balanced budget. But there's going to be difficult decisions to be made, and the constituents of the 59th district, they understand that. As I was doing intense door to door for months upon months upon months, one of the first things they would talk about at the door. Are you going to work hard for a balanced budget? Absolutely, we have to. But I also understand that I'm just not going to walk in there after I'm sworn in on January the 11th, and the very next day we're going to have But I'm going to be that voice for the people of 59th district. I've had people ask me all the time, Dale, why are you doing this at this stage of your life? Because I've had a decent career, I have a job that I thoroughly love. That was a childhood dream of mine to be involved in banking and business development, and I have I was mayor of a city that's creating a lot of really good momentum, bringing in new businesses. We've had new business construction going on in the city of Harrisburg for about 4 years now, if not previously. And it has not stopped on almost all corridors coming into the city, you know, and that's exciting, especially under these difficult economic times, to be able to go and recruit companies to come in. That's what I really enjoy doing, and that's the passion and enthusiasm I want to take forward in the 59th District. I love going out and promoting what we have. I talk about this all the time, you know. We live in some of the most gorgeous country in the entire Midwest, right here in southern Illinois. Gorgeous country. And we have the workforce, we have the roads, we have the water, we have the rail. That's another project I want to work on, working on it right now, actually, as we speak. We should be thriving. But you know, when we're being controlled from 5.5 hours north of here, and I've always known it, but especially now that I'm you know, the senator elect, and I've spent a lot of time in Springfield, and talking with the leadership and my future colleagues, you know, we're forgotten about down here, and we should be on the map.
I wanted to get one final question in. Your district includes a little sliver that comes into Jackson County and covers part of Southern Illinois University, and I'm sure you're aware that higher education has really been in limbo as a result of the budget issue, as well as social service agencies, as well as really every facet of Illinois government. There are a lot of parents that are worried about sending their kids to an Illinois institution like SIU. There are employees at SIU, one of the largest employers south of Interstate 64, who are worried about their jobs. What reassurances do you have, or what words do you have for the SIU community about what the future may hold?
Well, give us a chance. Give us a chance after January. You know, I'm not going to be a miracle worker. My promise, that my only promise that I make to the people of the 59th District is that I'm going to do my best. I'm here because I care. You know, I'm 59 years old. You know, as I mentioned, I've had a decent career, and everything's pretty. You know, I'm fine, but. This is just something I want to be a part of, to try to, because I'm so concerned, and I've been involved in public service all my life. I care about people. I love seeing people succeed. I want to see these colleges, you know, I want to see SIU, and I want to see our community colleges. I want to see them prosper. I want our universities, and I want our people, especially our citizens of the state of Illinois and outside the state of Illinois, to want to come to our universities and our community colleges, because we have great. I mean, we're so fortunate. We're so fortunate to have SIU here. Wow, you know, and a beautiful campus and a beautiful piece of the country, part of the country. You know, but I just want the people to know that I'm going to do what I can for education, period. As I mentioned, after the balanced budget, you know, my priority list after the balanced budget, number one is education, both higher ed and K-12. You know, that's going to be top on my radar, and I'm going to do everything I can to be a voice for the universities and community colleges and school districts we have here in the 59th District, because, yes, you know, this is difficult times, and you know, we want our families and our parents and the parents out there and grandparents to know that they can have a comfort zone of sending their children to these schools, and everything's going to be okay. And it's going to take time. We all know that, but just give us time. Just give us a chance.
Dale Fowler is the senator-elect of the 59th State Senate District, which is mainly the southeastern portion of southern Illinois. Senator, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Really enjoyed it.